This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating admitting history and physical on patient Muniz, M-U-N-I-Z, first name Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y. The date of birth, 05/12/1937. The date of evaluation, March 3rd, 2022. The referring physician, none. The referring group, home hospitalist group, the HPI, the patient is an 84-year-old female with history of hypertension, comma diabetes, comma chronic kidney disease, stage 3, who most recently had been admitted to the Sutter system in October of 2021 with a mechanical fall period. She had subsequently fell on the right side of her body and hit her head, but without loss of consciousness, period. The patient was found to have a closed fracture of the head of the right humerus. The patient was subsequently seen by orthopedic doctor and underwent surgery, period. She was then dispositioned to a nursing home, period. Patient is now discharged from nursing home and seen here in follow-up, period. She is unable to give a clear history, period. Past medical history, as noted, includes recurrent falls, next number episode of hypoxia, next number osteoporosis, next number diabetes type 2, next number chronic kidney disease stage 3, next number hypertension. The medications, correction, the past surgical history includes open reduction internal fixation, as noted. The medications at her last discharge Tylenol 325 milligrams, take 2 tablets Q4 PRN, Tramadol 50 milligrams 1 BID, Bisacodyl 50 milligrams, correction, 5 milligrams 2 tablets daily, Seneca 8.6 milligrams, take 2 tabs PRN, Eliquis 2.5 milligrams BID, Zofran 4 milligrams Q8 PRN, DSS 100 milligrams BID, Multivites 1 daily, Alendronate 70 micrograms 1 Q weekly, Atorvastatin 10 milligrams 1HS, Nitroglycerin PRN, amlodipine 2.5 milligrams 1 daily, vitamin D3 2,000 units 1 daily, azathioprine 5 milligrams 1 daily, calcium oyster 1250 milligrams BID, glipizide 5 milligrams half tablet BID. the allergies, amitriptyline reaction not specified. Next number, Polytrim, P-O-L-Y-T-R-I-M, results in contact dermatitis. The family history, a sister had cancer, a sister has history of diabetes, and a brother has diabetes. She has no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use, review of systems, constitutional. She has had recurrent falls. She further has had weight loss, HEENT. She has impaired vision, wears glasses. She has deafness of the right ear, oral cavity. She has dentures, neck. She has stiffness, decreased range of motion, and right-sided pain. Respiratory, she has dyspnea on exertion. Cardiac, she has intermittent lower extremity edema, gastrointestinal. She has belching and constipation. Genitourinary, she has frequency. Neurologic, she has incoordination and memory impairment. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 122/63, pulse 68, respiratory rate 20, height 63 inches, weight 146.6 pounds. In general, she is not oriented. She is in no acute distress. Cardiovascular reveals a soft systolic murmur. Data review, EKG sinus rhythm 62 beats per minute, left axis deviation, loss of R waves in inferior lead, cannot rule out prior inferior infarct, nonspecific ST-T wave changes noted. Impression 1, 84-year-old female with frequent falls. Next number, abnormal EKG. Next number, diabetes. Next number, hypertension. Next number, osteoporosis. Next number, chronic kidney disease. Next number, history of thyroid disease. Next number, history atherosclerosis of aorta. Next number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Next number, goiter. Next number, laryngeal paralysis. Next number, displaced fracture of the right humerus requiring requiring surgical treatment. Plan, I have ordered CBC, Chem 20, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, TSH, urinalysis, echo, is scheduled. I will refill tramadol 50 milligrams on POQ12PRN. Refer home health visit to Vital Home Health. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.